It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Dr. Tumbalamoto, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Oh, good afternoon. How was your day?
It was fine so far. I want to say thank you very much. And yours?
It's good.
Lovely, lovely. Today we're talking about just having faith. Let's talk about just that, Mfundisi, because it seems as though the various facets of the issue of mental health need exploring, and that's what we're going to try and do again today. Christians, how can Christians avoid oversimplifying this issue of mental health and the struggles that come with the lack of mental health? And perhaps using the Bible to do that, using Bible verses. How can Christians avoid simplifying or oversimplifying mental health struggles using Bible verses?
Yeah, the issue of mental health is very critical in our time. And to most believers, the simple answer or the simple approach is have faith, it is going to work out, as if it is going to work out by itself. But in actual sense, that would not be the right approach.
Right.
You can give several verses, but those verses will not really make a problem or lessen the problem.
Right.
So as Christians, I think we need to move away from oversimplifying the mental health struggles. This should be done, as we earlier mentioned, that we need to accept that we have this problem. It
right.
is in our midst.
Right.
And when we do that, then it helps us to, it makes us to be on a place where we can look for solutions.
Mm.
So one of the solutions as a church would be, okay, we have got this issue. How do we address it?
Mm.
And we also know that God has got many people. Some are mental health specialists. We can make that connection, and those who are struggling can find help.
Right.
And
right.
by the way, you know that even God's people also go through mental issues. Think of Elijah.
Okay.
Elijah was a great prophet of God. But he was suicidal at some point.
And, suicidal?
Yes, he was.
Oh, do share. Where? When was Elijah suicidal, Pastor?
Okay, so when you read 1 Kings 19, verse 1 to 9.
Right.
Elijah had just had that, the mountaintop experience with God, where he prayed and he trained and he demonstrated he was on the side of God.
Right.
But you know, one thing displeased Jezebel, and he was now running after him to kill him. So after he ran up to a certain point, he said, oh no, this is just too much. I can't
right.
bear it.
Right.
It's just good for me to die, you know.
Let's read it from this. That's a very interesting hermeneutic there. Allow me to read it so that everyone can hear and understand what you're talking about. You said verse 1 up until verse 9.
Yes.
Verse 1 reads, "Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, 'May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them.' Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it and prayed that he might die. 'I have had enough, Lord,' he said. 'Take my life. I am no better than any ancestors.' Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, 'Get up and eat.' He looked around, and there by his head was some baked bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again, the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night there. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" That's verse 9. So you're saying him saying, "Kill me, Lord," that means he's suicidal, Pastor?
Yeah, that was a crazy prayer. Okay. It meant things had boiled up, and he needed just some help. And look at what the angel comes. He doesn't condemn him. He lets him, let him have rest. And he sleeps. He wakes him up. "Hey, please."
Right.
So there was no condemnation with that wrong prayer, because God understood, and he knew that he had still some work for him to do.
Mm.
And what do we see? He is one of the guys who went to heaven alive.
Mm.
Suppose he had done it, maybe that would not have been realized.
So Mfundisi, when you hear the word suicidal, you get the sense that the person is intending to take their own life. We don't see Elijah saying he wants to take his own life. He's talking to God. He's asking God to do it. He's not doing it himself. Surely that cannot be regarded as suicidal.
Well, in one way or the other, they'll come at a point where one would say life is meaningless.
Right.
And I think that is where Elijah reached at that point. That.
Granted. I understand, but I'm a bit shocked by the use of the word suicidal, Doctor. It sounds a bit extreme.
Okay, maybe it's an exaggeration, perhaps.
Indeed. Indeed. Okay. So people tend to try and mitigate these issues, Mfundiso, of mental health, and by using verses, and we want to balance that out. To say people are oversimplifying things using the Bible is also an attempt of balancing out. So let's try and find out the role of scriptures. We're not simply discarding verses, but we do imagine they do have a place to play and a role to play in our mental health struggles. So do tell us, what role does the scripture, or do the scriptures, play in supporting someone with mental health challenges?
So scripture is very important in supporting one with a mental health challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Those challenges. One of the thing that scripture brings is that element of hope.
Mm.
To say, okay, you are struggling, but the scripture would give you comfort, would give you hope.
Mm.
It calms you. It puts you at a place where you can. It's like you're in a tunnel full of darkness, and then you can see a flicker of light at the end. One time, things will get better.
Mm-hmm.
So I see scripture like guiding someone in that.
Yeah.
The other thing is you would see that the scripture also. There are some principles which we can follow that would help us as we journey in the mental health struggles.
Mm-hmm.
So in that you find that there are some principles which we can get from the scripture, and then they guide us. For example, in Matthew 12. Where Jesus Christ talks of a person who has been cleansed from the demons, the evil spirits, then the house is like clean.
Mm.
So the evil spirit that is there goes out, and then when it doesn't find another place, it comes back. Then it stays there in that particular person forever. So in other words, what the principle there would be to say, when you have been delivered from this, it entitles a change of lifestyle. For example, some of the habits you had before should be discarded, and then you need to adopt a new way of life. In that way, then you can continue to grow. So scripture is very vital in our journey as we battle mental
absolutely
health.
Absolutely. Are there people who are sometimes finding themselves unable to fit themselves in the life of a person with mental health struggles? It's the church members and fellow believers. Do talk to us about them. How can churches encourage professional help without necessarily undermining faith?
Yeah, so the churches, they can do a lot to help in this area. As we earlier said, there's a need of creating awareness in the church. So church, using the pulpit, using all other programs in the church, we can highlight that this issue is there and we need to combat it.
Right.
And would also use the church as a resource center,
right,
which can actually connect us to those mental health specialists so that they can come, those who are struggling, we can refer them to these specialists who can give a practical guide on how to overcome the mental health challenge. So the church has got a role to play and to encourage the members to find help.
Yeah.
And also, you would also see that the church can also maybe raise some funds to support the fight of mental health.
Yeah.
It can aid some families who are going through this, and perhaps they have got not enough resources so that they can find the needed help.
Absolutely, absolutely. So how can Christians reconcile their need for therapy with their trust in God?
I would look at it as a complementary. By that, I would say the need of therapy is real. Being a Christian, you are not saying, okay, I don't need this, I only believe in the Bible. I think that's the wrong approach. We believe in the Bible, yes. So we can also say, okay, but God has also given wisdom to some people who have got more knowledge on how to handle these issues.
Right.
So we can work together in a complementary way.
Indeed, indeed. Final question, I'll let you go, Mfune. So what are some healthy ways to integrate faith and professional mental health care?
Some of the healthy ways is to look also at scripture. You will find that you find that we should know the role of scripture. The scripture helps us to be grounded in faith, in hope, and while we are looking at this, we should also know that we have, on the other hand, the counseling sessions that could be there, which can also guide someone to find help. You know, there are some things that happen to us maybe because of bad association. So in the scripture, you find that he say, okay, some people have got bad influences on us. So you cannot just leave it that way. You need to change your way.
Right.
Okay, and then focus on those influences that will build the resilience in mental health.
Right, right.
The other thing is we can also promote to say, we should know who we are. Yes, we are made in the image of God, but at the same time, we need also to promote the thinking of good towards yourself.
Right.
So that also can help in reconciling these two views.
I hear you loud and clear. Mfunisi, thank you very much. That helps. We really appreciate your time and your ministry. We have one more conversation tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, brother.
Have a wonderful day too. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.